USA Radio News with John Hunt.
3 years into Donald Trump's presidency, the U.S. government is ramping up its efforts to seize private land in Texas to build a border wall. No land has been taken so far, but the Department of Justice lawyers have filed numerous lawsuits this month seeking to take property from landowners. The agency said it's ready to file many more petitions and take private land in the coming weeks. While progress has lagged, the process of taking land under eminent domain is weighed heavily in the government's favor. The U.S. government has built about 90 miles of wall since Trump took office. President Trump signed a bill raising the legal smoking age across the country next year after the Senate passed a bill that included a prohibition on selling cigarettes, vaping products, and other tobacco products to people under the age of 21. The new age limit will take effect next summer. This is USA Radio News.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Police banned public gatherings in parts of the Indian capital and other cities for a third day and cut internet services to counter growing protests against a new law that marginalizes Muslims. 14 people have died so far and over 4,000 have been detained. The protesters are angered by a new law that allows Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can show they were persecuted because of their religion in Bangladesh, Pakistan, or Afghanistan. But this law does not apply to Muslims. Environmentalists and Native Americans can proceed with lawsuits challenging President Donald Trump's approval for the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada, according to a federal judge in Montana. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris expressed skepticism over government arguments that Trump has unilateral authority to approve the $8 billion pipeline. Thanks for spending your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The city of Baltimore will be monitored by surveillance airplanes for up to 6 months next year under a pilot program that is aimed at helping law enforcement investigate violent crime. The flights, which civil liberties groups oppose, will start in May and gather footage during the hours when the city experiences high rates of crime. Police Commissioner Michael Harrison said, "We will be the first American city to use this technology in an attempt to solve and deter violent crime." Baltimore is experiencing one of its most violent years on record, with more than 330 homicides so far in 2019. A transgender former Nike contractor is seeking $1.1 million in damages from the company for allegedly allowing gender identity-based harassment. According to the civil lawsuit filed this week, Nike and Maine's Brady Group, a staffing firm that hires workers for Nike, discriminated against computer engineer Jazz Lyles, who identifies as transmasculine and prefers the pronouns they, him, and their. The complaint was filed with Multnomah Circuit Court in Oregon. During Lyles' tenure at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018, the engineer was continuously misgendered by coworkers. While Lyles notified management about the issue multiple times, the company allegedly failed to implement any policy, procedure, or training around the use of gender pronouns in their workplace. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.